Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your walking couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is April 13th, 2015.
And this is episode 175.
I mean, it sounds weird to say April 13th. I don't know. It just feels odd.
Really?
I think it's because...
like saying Friday 13th or something?
No. It's just the year's going by really fast. That's all.
Yeah, the year is going by fast. It's been a great year so far. It's been a very busy year so far. I'm Jay. That's my lovely wife, Renee. We are married.
Yeah, have been for over 5 years.
Yep. How long have we been married? Is it 6 years?
We got married in 2009.
So if it's 6 years, it's 2000. Oh, that's right. That's right. Jay does math. Yep. I have the hardest time with like anniversaries and birthdays. And adding them correctly. Sometimes I end up adding them too much. I end up adding one over because I don't think it. I don't know. It's weird. I'm just weird. It doesn't matter. So we're glad you're here. We're glad you're going to be spending a little time with us today. We're excited to be here. I'm not going to lie. At first, I was kind of after work. I was kind of tired. But Renee came home and said, "Let's go for a walk." You know. And we'll talk more about, we'll talk about that, about us walking a little bit, trying to incorporate some good, healthy exercise and just spending some time outside. Before we even get into that, let's just say, take a moment and say hello.
Hi.
To our Valen,
illustrious.
Wait a minute, what was it, Valen Tavern? Or was it?
It was Valen Tavern. That's what we said. And if they don't like it, then they can.
We want to say a quick hello to our Valen Tavern folks.
Too bad I don't have a drink in my hand. You could have a drink in your hand.
I could. I could go up there and I could go get a fat tire.
If fatty.
I wanted to.
Fatty.
You know what?
You're not going to leave me here. Why you go get a fat tire?
Okay. I won't leave you here, and I won't get
you
a fat tire.
You want to leave me here to go get a fat tire. I mean, honestly, to tell the truth.
You guys don't understand.
You're picking a fat tire over me.
You don't understand how exciting it is. Fat Tire has been in Louisville for about a month now. I'm in Kentucky because they couldn't get past the laws to ship Fat Tire from Fort Collins Brewery. Well, it's not Fort Collins Brewery. It's the New Belgium Brewery. But... we get it here now, and oh my gosh, I have to tell you about some of a pale ale that I had this weekend.
I'm sure it's all gross, so it doesn't matter.
That was absolutely amazing. So, since I kind of said that, why don't we just go ahead, babe, and just let's take a step into the
Weekend Wrap-Up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, man. This weekend, it started off... Hold up. I'm going to see if they can pick up on this. I'm just going to let it just play in the background while she's listening.
Oh, yeah. I know that song. Of course I know that song. I know it, but I can't put my finger on it, but I know it.
Turn down for what?
Oh, yeah.
So the music you're hearing now is some music from a good friend of the show and good friend of the Frog Pants Network, which we're not a part of. I don't even know why. You know, Mr. Andrew Allen Trio. Well, his last name is not Trio, but it's the Andrew Allen Trio. He put out a cover of Turn Down for What? And So I went out. He has a Patreon. I'm going to go out to patreon.com and search for Mr. Andrew Allen. And you can pay what you want per song that he puts up. You know, it was a monthly thing, but then he noticed that he wasn't doing anything every month. He felt a little guilty, and he said, you know what? I'm just going to set it so that it's just whenever I put a song up. So $1, you know, every time he throws a song up, it's awesome. It's awesome. So we'll be listening to some of his newer stuff today. But yeah, so this week has started off kind of slow. You know, I was on call last weekend. I took part of Friday as a mobile, so I was available for work, but I had some things I had to get done. So I went out and did that, and it was an amazing weekend. I got to relax, chill with my family, and one thing that happened this week, you know, what's the one thing that happened this weekend?
What's the one thing that happened this weekend?
Yeah, that we're so excited to tell everybody about.
Dice Masters.
No.
Oh, with the girls.
We have a crawler.
We have a crawler. Sorry.
Renee's tired.
Yeah, Zoe is officially crawling, and she's getting faster and faster every day.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. They've been rocking back and forth on their hands and knees for about a month, and they've been crawling backwards for about 2 weeks. But, yep. Zoe finally figured out, you know, the opposite of backwards is forward. So.
Oh yeah, so she was going after my house shoe, you know, and for some odd reasons, kids love going for shoes.
I don't know what the deal is with them, but she was loving the shoe. So, Jay put the shoe out there, and we were amazed. She had her sights set on it. She was very, very intense. It was pretty cute. So now she'll crawl over where Maya is because she loves to be near Maya, but then Maya pulls her hair. We move Zoe away so Maya don't pull her hair, and then Zoe crawls right back to Maya again. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting and everything else. But I'm trying to figure out you're very washed out for some odd reason. I'm not sure why, and I'm trying to figure out why. It's kind of bothering me a little bit. But
is this better?
Yes.
It's the screen.
Well, can you have a black screen on? Can you move it to another?
Yeah. How's this?
There we go. There we go.
Look over at the notes like this, or look over at the chat like this.
Oh, you know what? You can make the back of the screen black or something, and make the font white.
Yeah, sorry.
It was washing you out pretty bad. It was kind of throwing me off. I was like, oh man, it was really just.
That's all right. That's all right.
It was getting me a little bit. Just want to take a moment, so I want to talk to the folks in the Valent Tavern. Who do we have with us today, babe?
Today we have Diddy is in the house, and Udella. Hey, Diddy, Udella. We have Zobby and Punk Gopher and JK Grammar. And I saw 21, which is amazing. Every time, do you know what? I see JK Grimmer's name, and my knee jerk reaction is to think of Nelly's song, Country Grammar.
Oh, yeah.
Album. I don't
Speaking
know
of which, Nelly got arrested in Tennessee.
He did get arrested
for drugs.
Zobby, I'm sure that was on your morning news since it happened in your state. So,
he got arrested because he had meth and marijuana. Right?
It's crazy.
It's just crazy. It's kind of like, why I don't understand. I guess. Okay. Marijuana, you know, that's going to be legalized pretty much. By the year 2200 across the board. I won't say that. I don't know if it will be. But meth? I just don't understand. I don't understand the loving the meth, if that makes any sense.
Loving the meth It sounds like a song.
I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it at all. So that happened. You know, Diddy was like, he wants me to go get a beer because he didn't want to be drinking alone. But, you know, I would go get a beer. But you know what? I'll drink some water with you. How about that, guys? All right. So with Renee being out of it and stuff like that, I'm going to have to kind of push this show because Renee is just not feeling it tonight.
I'm good.
I'm just going to call you out and just, you know.
I say I'm not feeling it.
I'm going to call you out and say you're not feeling it so that you'll spark up. I mean, that's kind of how.
That's kind of me. That's
what's up. So, like we said, we're a couple. We're a walking couple this week.
We're a couple. We're just a couple.
We're a couple.
We're a couple of
badasses. And we've been walking as a family now in the evenings. So we take a moment and we go out and put the girls in the stroller, and we're taking a walk now.
It's nice. It feels like it's good because, you know, we're able to get the girls out so they can get some fresh air and all that. And so it's good for us too. So, I mean, we might not always be able to take it if it's too hot or if I actually need to cook something, but it was nice to get out, you know.
Yeah. So
maybe I'll get tired so fast.
So for our walk, I get like 6,600 steps. So, I mean, it's good because I work here here out of the house regularly, and it's just kind of nice not to be cooped up in here, you know. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Renee.
Yeah,
it's
good for you to get out. I thought it was a rhetorical, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but you can let me know when if it's a no.
I mean, like, you nodded your head, but the listener can't hear that.
Well, they should be watching this. But our juvie stroller is working out great, right?
Yeah.
Jay has to push the stroller because we were taking Toby because it's good for the dog to get out.
Yes.
For a walk. Toby hasn't got a lot of walks since the girls came along. Yep. He really hasn't. So.
And I'm a butthole, and I refuse to walk Toby right now. Because
I don't know why you won't walk Toby.
Because I just feel like being a butthole about it. I know it's not nice.
It's really not.
I push the girls though, but you get to also look at the girls though when you're walking. You get to turn around and look at them.
I can look at them through the peekaboo window.
If the peekaboo window's up, yeah.
All you gotta do is put it up.
They don't need it all the time. All you see is the top of their head though.
But we walked down to my mom's house, which is about a mile.
Yep. Well, it's a half a mile.
It's half a mile.
So it's a mile there and back.
Because I had called her to see if she was home. She wasn't. She was at Olive Garden down the street. I was like, oh, well, we're just going to walk past her house. She was like, no, we'll be home in about 15 minutes.
No, she said 10.
10 minutes. So I imagined her saying, check, please, boxing up their food. Trying to get home as fast as she could so she could see the girls. That's what I imagine happened.
Oh yeah.
Whether that happened or not, I have no idea.
That's what happened. That's what I'm saying happened.
So we walked down there. Mom and Dad, you know, were coming home as we were turning on their street. So we saw them and we saw our next door neighbor and her daughter wanted to see the twins because they hadn't seen the twins yet.
Uh-huh.
And so there was like six people crowded around, seven people crowded around the baby, including us. And after a couple minutes, Maya had it. Maya, she's around a crowd of people. She doesn't do well after a time. So Maya voiced her displeasure loudly and with many tears. Well, so that was our cue to exit stage.
Well, I think some of it too was that, you know, Miss Lou's girls were kind of in her personal space.
Yeah, she
a little bit.
Yeah, she likes. Like, when you talk to Maya, you had to talk to her. You had to give her some room.
Right, right. You yeah. know, you admire Maya from afar. or you don't
specific.
Be up in her face like, oh, you're so cute. She's kind of like, what? What are you doing? You're crazy. Why are you in my face like that?
So she does a defense mechanism like skunk spray.
Yeah.
Porcupines stamp their feet. Yeah. You know,
Her dad farts.
Rattlesnake shake their tails. Maya cries. That's her defense mechanism. And it works because people get freaked out and they move away.
And they apologize. So. They're like, oh, we're so sorry. I'm like, oh, that's a kid, man. You don't need to apologize.
Yeah,
that's
what
kids do. They cry.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like something. You know, but I'd rather for her to cry to be like, get out of my face. We stop touching me. Leave me alone. So we played, Saturday was International Tabletop Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to make it out to our gaming store, but Renee and I did to play another actual real game of Dice Masters. We played the Marvel version this time, and we had a good time. Did you have fun?
I did. It was pretty cool, and I liked it better that we went to 20.
Yes.
Because if you go to 10, it's just not enough. You have to go to 20. To get the full experience.
Right.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I learned some things.
Yeah, we both did. And there's still some things that I need to understand. It's like around globals, you know, when can they be used and all that stuff. Is it just with the card being on the table, or do someone has to actually buy the dice and then that opens it up for both players to use it? Or does it just, like I said, or does it just get used because it's on the table? I mean, that's what I need to find out about the global. So, we didn't get a chance to play Doomtown.
No, I haven't even got through the rules yet. The rules are
long.
Daunting.
Yes,
I think the rules are longer than the actual game.
Yeah.
But it's not too bad.
Yeah, so while we're listening to this band music, it reminds me of just like awesome elevator music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you had a moment. You had an awkward moment in the elevator.
I did. Awkward moment in the elevator.
So what happened in the elevator?
I need to tell you about this. So I was going into work, and I went in the elevator, and I was riding up the elevator. And it was me. And a guy I didn't know and a girl I didn't know. It was a woman I knew and a girl I didn't know. And the girl was visibly pregnant, like heavily pregnant.
Okay.
And so the woman I knew asked me how the twins were. You know, I was talking how, yeah, they're 9 months. So the woman I knew got off on like the second floor.
Okay.
And the other woman was riding to the fifth floor, and I'm on the sixth. So, so the woman I knew got off, and I turned to so I was kind of staring at the other woman's belly. This is strike one, because it was so cute and so adorable. I was staring at her belly. I was like, oh, that is so cute. That was strike one. Strike two. I turned to her and said, "When are you due?" I did it. And as soon as the words left my mouth, I mean, I couldn't control my brain wouldn't listen. I was, my lips
you,
were...
You were running off of hormones.
My lips were moving, and I couldn't stop them.
You were running off of hormones, weren't you?
It's like, I had diarrhea of the mouth. I asked her when she's due. Oh, she's due in 2 weeks. Whew, thank goodness she's pregnant. Put it that way. If she wasn't pregnant, I'd be in real trouble. So that was strike two.
Okay.
Strike three. Then I say, I am obsessed with pregnant women. And as soon as it left my mouth, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to think I am insane. She's going to think I'm crazy. So that was, I felt myself scrambling at this point. I was like, I have to cover for myself because that just sounded insane. So I say, oh, I already have some, so I don't want any more, but I just love to look at pregnant women.
Really, Renee?
That was strike four. Luckily, she got off the elevator at this point. Now, all this sounds really bad.
It sounds horrible.
Really bad. But I told my friends this, and they're like, I've been there. I understand. It's
important.
And they were like, she'll get it in a few months. She'll understand. the level of craziness that happened in the elevator.
So
I felt a little, not justified, but I felt like I was in good company with my other mom friends who have babies around the same age as Maya and Zoe. They get it. So I didn't feel so bad.
So,
but I was still really embarrassed.
So what would you say? So do you think I'm correct in saying that your hormones probably kicked in?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, oh, she's going to have a newborn in a few weeks. Oh, my God. And so I started squeeing on the inside, like, squee, she's so cute. And I don't even know this woman. I haven't even seen her at work
before. That was my question.
No, I didn't know her. I've never seen her before in my life.
Babe.
She was a little tiny thing, too. She was so cute.
Babe. So, I have to ask, what was the look on her face?
I don't know. I didn't look at her face. I have a problem with looking at people's faces when I talk to them.
I thought you said you were going to work on that this year.
I'm trying. So, if you all ever meet me, I don't look you in the eye. It's not because I don't like you. It's because I have a problem looking at people's faces.
And if y'all see Renee and you're talking to her, she's not looking at your face, I want you to stop her.
No,
don't you say,
do that. That
Renee,
is...
look me in my face.
No.
Look me in my face.
No, we're not doing that.
Valen Tavern, you see me, right? You see me, right? I want you to say, Renee, eyes up here. Look me in my face. Look me in my face.
I look everywhere but your face. I usually look past you, past your head a little bit, like on either side. That's where I tend to look at people. But anyway, that was me. Awkward moment in the elevator. And I think it's hilarious. So this is me going in the building. I have my backpack, I have my lunch, I have my plastic bag with my stuff that won't fit in my refrigerated lunch bag,
right?
And then I have my pump bag, all this right. Coming in the elevator, and yeah, I'm taking up so much. Yeah,
so do you take up a lot of room in the elevator? I mean, not the elevator,
about a person and a half.
Not the elevator. Oh, that was a dumb question. Not in the elevator.
You have to take up a lot of room in the elevator.
Not in the elevator. In the refrigerator at work.
No, I don't take up any room in the refrigerator.
Oh, that's right. You keep everything.
I keep everything right by me.
Right.
That way I don't
have
to get up for lunch. We have to eat right at my desk. None of that.
So you don't have to go look at people in the face.
Yeah, to go look at people in the face. I will look at Don in the face because Don doesn't look at me. Don is this programmer. He's been with Zermatt for a long time. He helped do the coding for Miss Pac-Man.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah. Don Burton. So he's I think he has Asperger's.
Okay.
So he's looking in my face. And so
I wish you didn't
I can
say
look
that.
At Don in the face.
See, I wish you didn't say that.
Why?
Because talking about Asperger's reminded me of my work week.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
With one of my coworkers. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Anyway, so that was my awkward moment in the elevator. You're welcome.
Really,
Toby?
Toby?
Stop it, Toby.
Okay. I tell you, man. That's a pretty good story, babe. That's one you're going to have to... That's a story you have to remember. You should even post about it.
Yeah, I should.
I should
post on Valentine, Mom.
That is so good. I mean... You know,
words just kept falling out and I couldn't stop them. I just wanted to bite. Usually when I'm about to say something stupid, I'll bite my tongue. Have you ever done this?
But at what point did you think you were saying something stupid?
As soon as I was saying it, but I couldn't stop this time. I usually am able to stop myself by biting my tongue. I literally bite my tongue.
So you just did your dad. You were your dad for a bit.
Why? Oh, but he's driven by hormones. It's just him being old.
Being old.
But it just came pouring out.
So
it was so sad.
I want to take a quick moment. I want to thank our one of our loyal friends in the Valen Tavern today, Mr. Punk Gopher. I want to say thank you, sir, for telling me about Miniature Market. Yes, thank you very much. I actually placed my first order with Miniature Market this weekend, and I did the UPS SurePost. which is cheaper than UPS, and it comes through the mail. But one of the good things of living in Louisville, let me tell you, is that this is the headquarters for UPS. So where it would normally normally where it would take 10 business days to get something, it gets here in 2 to 4.
Yeah, it's pretty
It's pretty amazing. I can't complain about that too much. So a quick thank you. So I ordered a few things from there. But yeah, I think that was our weekend. Let's go ahead and let's move into some media, because Renee loves media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
So I especially saved this for this section, because this week, yesterday, was the premiere of season 5 of Game of Thrones. And I have to say, some people were disappointed.
Not a lot.
Because it was a catch up.
Yeah,
it was a catch up slash setup episode.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't disappointed. It was the first episode. You can't have, you know, amazing things every episode.
Right. So
I
thought of this episode as a, hey friend, let's catch up real quick. How's everything going? What's been going on? I mean, it was good. And they kind of went back. I'll admit, they kind of went back to season 1 a little bit. They showed more boobs in this past episode than they have in a while. Even to the point where you would think you wouldn't need to see boobs, where they were laying and the girl was singing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, you had a peekaboo boob going on. You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of like the way they framed it. It was just like, you know,
nipple.
It was just nipple, and you know, it was kind of like
nipple in the face.
You know, it's kind of like they do a little peekaboo, and it's kind of like, okay. I mean, I guess y'all trying to get some more folks. But did you hear that the first 4 or 5 episodes got leaked out?
I did hear that, and I haven't looked them up or anything or anything like that. So
yeah,
have you looked at anything?
No. Actually. One of my coworkers have downloaded both of them. I mean, all four or five of them, and he's ready to watch them. And Danny and I were kind of like, you know what? We'll just hold tight and check it out. You know, week by week, because it's kind of like. So, we have a couple folks in the Valentine Tavern talking about Daredevil. We did start Daredevil this week also.
We did.
So it's like you have Game of Thrones, which is your weekly, you know, it's kind of like, oh man, I want to savor every bite of this, right? And you have Daredevil, where it's kind of like Netflix says, boom, here's the first season. I bet you want to eat all this at one time, don't you?
And everybody mostly does.
And everybody's like, nom, 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 nom,
I've
nom,
heard
nom.
Of people who like, I'm holding out these last 3 episodes until tomorrow. Like some people like make themselves wait until the next day.
Right. So we, with House of Cards, we consume those pretty fast, as well as Orange is the New Black. But with the girls, and then also kind of how we've been watching TV lately all together, we're kind of spreading it out. So even though we're spreading it out, we did watch 4 episodes of Daredevil, which we have to say is pretty damn good.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's gritty.
Right.
And some people say that this is DC's, you told me that some people say that this is the DC scene that they can do on the hard.
Oh, Marvel
doing more hardcore.
Yeah,
if they do this, they could do a Punisher. I can see them doing a Punisher.
Man, I would absolutely love.
And they would do it like it's supposed to be done.
If they did a Punisher, oh my gosh, Renee, you have no idea. You know,
you'd be excited.
That'd be awesome. Oh yeah, man, don't make me. Oh yeah. Oh man, but yeah, that'd be great. So we watched Game of Thrones, kind of jumping back to Game of Thrones, and I really enjoyed the episode. I'm trying to remember. Actually, never mind. That was in season one. I was going to say, they didn't show Khaleesi's boobs ever on the show, but they did in season one, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, they did not. Now they cover them up because, anyway.
I wonder why. I mean, I'm not asking to see them, but it's just something that I noticed. You know, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's almost like when a character first comes in, except we haven't seen Cersei's boobs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we did? Oh, we did.
16.
So, but it's only been one time, though, right?
Well, yeah, but she's not one to really get undressed either.
No, I know that. But no, I'm just saying, have you noticed that the main stars, you only see the boobs once? We've seen their boobs once, right? Except for, what's his name's girl? Short dude. Peter Dinklage's girl. We saw her boobs a few times. Mm-hmm. But, you know. What are we talking about? Boob counts.
I'm talking about boob counts.
I'm talking about boob counts on Game of Thrones.
I'm not sure why. I'm just sure there's a website that's doing all this for you. So,
ooh, somebody look that up. See if there's boob counts for Game of Thrones. Just want to say a quick shout out to Zerbius. What's going on?
Hi, Zerbius. You walked in at a wonderful time.
I know.
Hi, Hando.
Tell the family hi, and hi, Hando. we did go through the list, right?
Yeah, we threw everybody. Okay. Hando joined later.
Okay, I can't remember. So Daredevil. Oh, and we also started House of Cards.
We did. We watched the first episode of House of Cards.
First two episodes.
First two episodes, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of Frank Underwood, so
right.
I enjoyed it. But it's good.
Yeah. While we were watching, I was able to organize my Dice Master cards and my dice.
Having the girls makes me consume those shows slowly.
Yeah.
So maybe that's good. So thanks, girls.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yep. So, I have been watching a lot of TV. I got watched during my 5 a.m. pump and on my pump breaks. I finished West Wing. I don't know if I finished it last week or not.
You hadn't.
I finished West Wing. It was good. I was sad to see it go. I really enjoyed it, actually. I enjoyed West Wing far more than I thought I would. It was really, really, really good. So I started another show that I heard about on TMS from Scott and Brian. That's The Morning Stream, for those of y'all who this podcast that I listen to. It's called Peaky Blinders. And it's about a gang in England in 1919 called the Peaky Blinders. And they called themselves that because they sewed razor blades into the peaks of their caps. They would headbutt people that were blind. So, it's not too bad. I turned on the closed caption. So, because the accents can get a little thick. What?
Oh, no, man. I watched a couple episodes. Well, I watched one episode.
And it wasn't that bad?
It wasn't that bad. And I was kind of like, I felt like it was the TV show captioning urban. I was kind of like, it's kind of
like it because it makes you pay attention to.
Well, maybe we need to watch everything in closed caption.
Anyway, so but one of the stars is the dude from Jurassic Park, the main dude, the paleontologist.
Oh, really?
And I love Jurassic Park. It's one of my favorite movies. I can't remember his name. Sam Neill is his name. Sam Neill. And Sam Neill was also in another show that I finished called The Tudors. He's in that as well. So Sam Neill was in Peaky Blinders. There was only two seasons of that. And I finished that. But those didn't have that many shows per season because you know how the BBC does.
Yeah.
So I finished that. So then I decided to start on a show that we'd started a long time ago, but we just stopped. Started on Lost. I am 18 episodes in.
Okay.
18, 19 episodes in. And it's not too bad. They definitely, as soon as they answer a question, they, like, a mystery on the show, they'll bring up two more. It's like one of those never ending, there's always something mysterious.
Yeah.
But I like the binging watching that more than I would have if it was week to week. week to week it would have been frustrating. Like, girl, I gotta wait till next
week.
That's
why I stopped watching it.
But binge watching it isn't so bad. You find out sooner. So you find out next episode what happens. The two episodes down, you find out what happens. So it's not so bad. But so yeah, so I'll be watching Lost for a while. There's six episodes of those. So six seasons of those. So I'll be watching those for a while. Even though Arrow, theoretically, I'm still bitter about that. Arrow theoretically spoiled me on Lost. If you remember a scene in the first episode, just. Yeah, anyway, yeah. He was sitting at dinner, and they were catching him up on all of the things that happened in the world while he was away, and they theoretically spoiled Lost, and that pissed me off, but whatever, I'm not bitter about it or anything, you know.
Just a little bit.
Not at all. Yeah, I'm a lot bitter, but we did finish Parks and Recreation, shed a tear, and they actually did the thing that I like.
Yeah.
I like when they wrap everything up in a nice, neat bow. They catch you up, wrap it up, let you know. So, goodbye Parks and Rec. You were funny from beginning to end. And you're just as funny in the last season as you were in the first. And I'm going to miss it.
Yep, I'm going to miss it.
Great show.
I'm definitely going to miss it.
Liked it a lot.
Something that Renee and I have been doing, I started like a week or two before her. Started playing the Alliance tune on Earthen Ring. We're part of the Tadpool Guild, and I got to 90, and I was like, you know what, Renee? We haven't leveled up together since my hunter and your rogue, and I'm playing a warrior. And Renee had a 90 boost that she hadn't used yet from buying Warlords of Draenor. And she was like, you know what? I'll start her. We haven't done it in a while. I'll start an Alliance tune. And so she started a shaman, whose name is Renee. And
even ask how I got that name.
We've been playing Alliance. We got like one day of game in. I didn't think about it, but I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to play my Alliance, you know, when during my free time now. I go out and farm trees now.
You think about that kind of thing.
Right. But I have an Alliance on Airy Peak that I can play. So I'll probably go and play the hunter over there. I've been enjoying the warrior. I'm tanking. I haven't tanked since Wrath, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes, you know. All right. Oh man. Let's go ahead and I guess we're going to check out Mr. Feisty. See.
Let's do it.
Let's see how Mr. Feisty is doing. Johnny. Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
All right.
Hey,
so,
we have some birthdays.
Yeah, we have some birthdays, and we're coming to the end of the show.
We are coming to the end of the show. I want to say happy birthday on Wednesday to Cherie. That's Daniel and Kimberly's friend, but I know her too. She had a baby not that long, like a few months ago. So happy birthday, Cherie.
Happy birthday, Cherie.
Carrie Fowle's birthday is also on Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie. And then Christopher Real's birthday. I think it's these people at Apple.
The real Christopher?
No, Christopher Real. Real. Real.
The real Christopher?
Yeah.
Will the real Christopher please stand up?
His birthday is Thursday. Please happy stand birthday.
Up. Please
and
stand up.
Carolyn Fortuna. She's in the tab.
You know, I have Carolyn's name for the art swap, and I have yet to. I have what I want to do for her, and I haven't sent it off yet.
Because oh, really?
There's a few things that I want to do. And then also on Thursday is Mr. Matt Johnson's birthday.
Okay,
and then
cool.
Then on Saturday is Julie Lowe. Julie Lowe was the drum major, was my co-drum major in high school for 2 years. So we drum majored together, and you know, we kicked it pretty hard. She was pretty badass. And then also today's birthday is Renee's birthday.
No.
Not Renee, my wife, but Renee, my sister. Her birthday is today. So happy birthday, Renee. We love you. And tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a big day for you.
My oldest, Brianna, will no longer be a teenager, but she will be taking that first step.
She'll still be a teenager.
She'll be a teenager, but she's...
She'll be
legal. She'll be legal, what is it? A legal adult?
Yes.
She'll be able to register to vote. She'll be able to go buy a pack of cigarettes.
She would never do that.
She'll be 18 tomorrow. And it's kind of crazy a little bit to me. You know, so she's going to be 18. You know, I saw a picture of when she was born. And I saw my face and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so young and so dumb.
You had no idea, did you?
I had no idea at all. But she is amazing, young lady. And I'm proud of her.
JK Grammer said 18. Wow, you're so old.
I am very old. I looked at the picture that you took of me pushing the girls yesterday, and I was like, I really need to go cut my hair, just so that I can.
Really? That was your thought?
I said I need to lose weight, and I need to cut my hair. Exactly what I said. But I looked
happy.
None of
those have anything to do with being old, though.
All this gray up in here.
But you already said you can't cut the gray out, so that's not a thing.
Man, I'm seriously considering coloring my hair, babe.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to color my hair.
You look good gray is the thing.
You just say that because
I like your gray hair. If you choose to color it, I'll love you no matter what. How about that?
Oh, goodness. But I tell you. You know, and I will say that she's a little nervous, you know, because it's kind of hitting her. Yeah. You know, I love you, Brianna. But anyway, if you want to reach out to the show, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook page. /Valentinecast as well. If you want to call us, you can do so at 415-758-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
And if you want to see video of this and past episodes, you can do so at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's HECAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah, that outro went a little bit longer. I had a lot to talk about. I want to say a quick shout out to the folks over at The Reserve Pool. They do a podcast on Dice Masters. And I'm listening to the show, and they're a real good show. If you're interested in Dice Masters and learning to play, go check them out. They're doing some great stuff over there. Then Renee and I are going to try. We have a friend from the Tadpool who has a book that we're going to try to do a review of here in the next week or so, depending on how time goes. And the name of the book is called Rise. But we hope you all have a great week. Thank you, Valen Tavern. You guys been amazing.
Thanks, Valen Tavern.
You guys,
having a drink would be just amazing.
I'm gonna have my beer next time, or I may have a growler.
You should have some.
I may have a growler of the Traveler's Beer Grapefruit Ale, which was amazing.
By amazing, gross.
See you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops.
Did that end it sound kind of loud?
I don't think so.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.